Hello, dear yogis, and welcome to episode 41 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. Today's episode was recorded live at my Thursday night All Levels class at Community Fitness in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood. I thank you so much for listening. We have some news here at the Sunrose Studio. I am working on some fun new ways for you to experience yoga, thinking about private sessions from afar and mini workshops. Make sure to check sunroseyoga.com for the latest. And I have a few shout-outs today. Hello to new listener Jaina. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Naturally Nina for featuring my photo on your site. Appreciate it. I do appreciate each and every one of you for listening, for supporting this podcast with your energy, your donations, your emails, your love. Thank you so much. Namaste. Tonight, we'll begin by finding a beautiful seat, somewhere that you can commit to for the next few breaths. I think I've mentioned to some of you before, but I've been taking that Urban Shimmies class on Friday mornings. It's just sort of like belly dancing light. That's what I would call it, belly dancing light. And the thing about this class is that it has really given me a new appreciation for having a beginner's mind. All of the movements are new. All of the body positions are new to me. When I look at myself in the mirror while I'm doing it, I think, oh my God, I don't want to see myself. And it's a very humbling experience. And then part of this practice, this belly dancing practice, is about appreciating the body. So even though the movements could not be more different from yoga, honestly, seriously, it's comical, the appreciation for all of these inner workings, the subtle anatomy, is so like our practice. And so this concept of approaching our postures and wherever we find ourselves in this practice with those new eyes, as though we were doing it for the very first time, and maybe we are, is a beautiful thing. And so in those moments when you feel tonight like, oh dear, thank God there aren't cameras, if you have that moment, show yourself some compassion. Exercise that beginner's mind. Allow yourself to be a beginner in Warrior Two. Be a beginner in just this seated pose. And appreciate all of those beautiful things that your body does do. And so with that, let's bring our hands to our heart center. To Anjali Mudra. This gesture of offering. And let's set that intention for this practice to show ourselves the same compassion that we would show any beginner. And breathe that into our heart center. And as you breathe that, bow to your heart, knowing that it is so. We'll release our hands down. Soft, lift the head and lift the focus. And let's make our way onto all fours. Hands and knees. Table pose, Chakravartasana. Our wrists are right below our shoulders. Our knees are right below the hips. Make sure that your index fingers are parallel with the long side of the mat. We'll take in a full breath here, lengthening from seat to crown. And as you exhale, rock the hips back. Rest the bum on the heels.
and the forehead on the floor. In Bhaktasana, devotional pose. And we're just taking a few breaths here. Just bringing our awareness into the body. Noticing any spaces that could use our attention. Noticing any spaces that could use our compassion. Begin to shift the hips from side to side, waking up those hips, waking up the low back. And some gentle movement into those parts of the body that may hold a great deal of tightness for us. And then maybe begin to rock the head from side to side, bringing some movement into the neck. Bringing some movement to the upper back, nice and subtle. We'll walk the fingertips forward on the floor, getting a beautiful stretch to the neck and upper back, through the arms, the forearms, the fingers. We'll soften the heel of the hands down to the earth and spread the fingertips wide. As you inhale, slowly draw yourself back to table, Chakravakasana. And as you exhale, curl the toes and let the hips float high to the sky, downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll bend our knees one at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Just take some time to warm up the body. Tops of the shoulders begin to draw away from the ears. Inner thighs begin to press back toward that wall behind you. The breath is smooth and even. We soften into that space between the shoulder blades. Now with our next breath in, let's step the right foot forward between the hands, and we'll lower the left knee down to the earth. As you breathe in, rock the hips back, straightening the right leg. Round your back, let the head become heavy. And as you breathe out, come back to your nice low lunge. Just sink into the hips, gazing forward. Inhaling and rocking the hips back. Rounding the back, letting the head become heavy. Exhale, come back to your deep lunge. We'll take one more inhale, rocking back. This time we'll bring our right hand to our right hip. And as you exhale, extend that right hand up toward the sky. Just feeling a beautiful stretch through that whole outside edge of our right leg. Full, beautiful breath in here. And as you breathe out, bring that right hand back to the right hip. Gaze back down at the thumb. And we'll inhale and come back to our nice deep lunge. Spread the fingertips wide, curl the left toe, and press back to downward facing dog. Maybe shifting the hips from side to side, bringing your awareness to the low back. With each breath in, feel the back of the neck open. Each breath out, feel the inner thighs press back toward the wall behind you. As you breathe in, step your left foot forward between the hands. And this time we'll lower the right knee down to the earth. With your next in-breath, rock the hips back, straightening the left leg, rounding the back, letting the head become heavy. Exhale back to your nice low lunge. Inhale, rock back. Exhale, nice deep lunge. One more, we'll inhale and rock back. Same as you exhale, bring your left hand to your left hip and then extend it high to the sky, really spreading through the collarbones, expanding the wingspan. Still lengthening the spine so that the heart is moving forward in space. Let's gently bring our left hand back to the left hip. We'll shift our gaze back to our left big toe. And with your next breath out, come back into your deep lunge. We'll spread the fingertips wide again. Let's curl our right toe under. And we'll step that right foot forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Let the head be heavy here. Bending the knees if you have any tension through the hamstrings or through the back. Letting the crown of the head become heavy. Lengthening the spine down toward earth. And maybe shift your weight forward and backward between the ball of the foot and the heel. Until you find that space where you are perfectly balanced. And the hips maybe make their way over top of the ankles. And maybe grab opposite elbows with the wrists. If you'd like, take the feet a little bit wider apart for balance. And we'll begin to sway from side to side, lengthening the side body. Lengthening our ribs, feeling the space between the ribs. Even if you've practiced this particular movement 1,000 times, begin to approach it with a beginner's mind, noticing where you touch the earth, noticing where you feel tightness, noticing where you feel flexible. We'll release the hands back down to earth. And keeping the feet wherever they are, let's just take in a full breath here. Bend the knees, lower the seat, and we'll sweep the arms around and up and overhead. We'll reach for the front of the room, coming into kind of like an airplane. So we're sticking our booty back behind us. We're sinking deeply into our hips, reaching for the front of the room, and then drawing the shoulders down the back. Coming into those quadriceps, make sure that you can wiggle your toes around. Take a full, beautiful breath in here. And as you breathe out, fold forward. As you breathe in, come up halfway. Bring the hands to the shins. Lengthen from seat to crown. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, step your right foot back behind you about one leg length. You can either stay on your right toe or drop that right knee down to the earth. We'll bring our hands to our left thigh, then to the heart center, and sweep the arms around and up overhead, Anjaneyasana. So the hips are square to the front of the room. That inner thigh is lifting on the right leg. Let's inhale, lift up through the heart. And as you exhale, release the right hand back to the right thigh. Rise up through the heart. Lengthen the spine, and as you exhale, sink into the hips. Good. We'll just breathe here. Feeling the space between your hip and your armpit increasing, lifting up, maybe sinking more deeply into that front thigh. As you inhale, cartwheel the hands down to earth, and we'll exhale to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you breathe in, we'll shift our weight forward into the hands, pressing out through the heels, making our way to plank, top of a push-up. Press out through the heels. Breathe in, lengthening the spine, lengthening the back of the neck. Breathe out, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. Now we'll place our elbows right underneath our shoulders so that our forearms are parallel with each other. Now connect the hands with the earth. connect the tops of the feet with the earth. Good. And as you breathe in, pull your belly toward the hands and then soften the shoulders away from the ears. Sphinx pose. We'll just take in a few beautiful breaths here. Connecting with the low and mid back. With your next exhalation, shift your weight back into your elbows and maybe wiggle the shoulders from side to side. We'll bring the hands back right underneath the shoulders, and we'll use that same principle again. We'll pull the belly toward the hands and the hands toward the belly, and then peel your heart up off the floor. Just curl up into a nice gentle cobra. Exhale, release down. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Again, lengthen that space between your hip and your armpit. Exhale, release down. One more, peel the heart forward and up, pulling up, activating the arms. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll breathe here, lengthening the spine. And as you breathe out, begin to feel the lengthen from the base all the way up beyond the crown of the head. Inner thighs are really pressing toward that wall behind you. Hips are high to the sky. Full breath in here. Breathing out fully. With your next breath in, let's step the right foot forward between the hands. Anjaneyasana, second side. Again, you can lower that back knee down to the earth or stay on the toe. We'll bring the hands to the top of the right thigh. And then to the heart center. And we'll sweep them all the way up. So we'll fire up through the legs. Activate the left booty cheek. Rise up through the heart center as you breathe in. As you breathe out, sweep that left hand back, maybe touch the left thigh. We're still rising up through the heart and sinking into the hips. Let each breath bring with it a new pose. So instead of approaching it like, oh my God, we're hanging out here again for what seems like 10 hours, imagine that with that new inhale comes a new pose. One more beautiful breath here. Exhale, sink in. Inhale, reach those left fingertips high to the sky. And exhale, sink even deeper into the hips. Inhale, reach forward and down to earth. Exhale, downward facing dog. Again, move the body if the body needs to be moved. Finding that stillness in this moment. Good. Now as we breathe in, let's step our left foot forward between the hands. Now this time we will lower our right heel down to the earth. So instead of staying up on the toes, we'll roll the heel down onto the floor. We'll bring the left forearm to the top of the left thigh and bring the right hand to the right hip. Lengthen the spine from the base all the way up beyond the crown of the head. Peel the heart up toward the ceiling. Beautiful. So tonight, we're really focusing on our side body, the intercostal muscles, those juicy muscles between the ribs. We're really tapping into that space. And we're also elongating the entire right side of our body. So to do that, this air conditioner is on, no wonder. Sorry. Now to do that, we'll press into the outside edge of the right foot. Now keeping the tailbone scooped, maybe sweep that right arm around and up overhead. Reach for the front of the room. Reach for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet, and then soften the shoulder away from the ear so we keep that shoulder in its socket. Yeah, beautiful. Just just as we plug our shoulder blades down the back. Good. Now from here, maybe tap into our side body, maybe tap into our core, our belly dancing core, by extending that left arm parallel to the right. Now here the key is to come deeply into the legs. Come into your heels. Come into the inner and outer ball of each foot. Scoop the tailbone up. Good. Now let's lower that left arm back to the leg. And this time we'll extend our right fingertips straight up toward the sky. Now really peel the heart open. Now we'll take that right hand and just release it behind the back. Maybe place it just above the sacrum, just above your waistband. We'll scoop the tailbone under and really lengthen out through the crown of the head. Now from here, we'll begin to straighten our left leg. Release the left hand down toward maybe the shin, maybe the floor, maybe the block. And we're working on bringing our body into one plane. Sorry, Josh. So the upper body is moving back in space. The lower body is moving forward. And we're connecting to those lower ribs. Those guys are growing longer. Feel the space between those ribs. Let's take one more full breath in here. Breathing out, connect to the feet. As you breathe in, sweep that right arm up and overhead, reach for the earth. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. As you inhale, peel the heart forward and up, cobra, bhujangasana. And as you exhale, float to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Now as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. We'll lower the left heel down to the earth. Set our foundation here. And we'll bring the right forearm to the top of the right thigh. Bring the left hand to the left hip. And in this space, we'll connect with the feet. Press into the outside edge of that left foot. Lengthen the spine, let the heart be buoyant. Stay with your core. Stay with your side body. Good. Now from here, we'll sweep that left arm around and up overhead. Reach for the space where the wall and ceiling meet. And then really soften the shoulder away from the ear. Plug that shoulder in. Draw the shoulder blade down. Breath be smooth and even. And let the thoughts be smooth. Now from here, let's lift up our right hand and extend it parallel with the left. Softening the shoulders away from the ears, maybe spinning the heart up toward the sky. Beautiful. Really feeling that through the backs of the legs. It's good. Root those legs down. So again, we'll release the right forearm to the top of the right thigh. This time we'll bring the left hand to the low back. We'll lengthen and lift and sink into those four corners of the feet. Good. Now from here, we'll begin to straighten our right leg. Extend the right hand down toward the earth. And if you'd like, you can bring your left hand to your left hip and maybe just gaze up at the sky. If that's hard on the neck, you can look down at the big toe. We're always lengthening the spine. It doesn't matter if we ever get down to the floor. We're always working on bringing ourselves into one plane so that we can really connect with that left hip. So when you're at home, you can bring yourself all the way back up to the wall and bring your upper body back in space so that you really connect with these side ribs, with these bottom ribs, so that you connect with this hip. One more beautiful breath in here. If you breathe out, connect with the feet. And as you breathe in, cartwheel that right hand up overhead, reach down to the earth. And as you exhale, step back to down. Full breath in. Full breath out. As you breathe in, make your way to plank. And we'll shift our weight into our right hand and into the outside edge of the right foot. And then we'll step that top leg, that left leg, back behind you, keeping it bent. Press your belly up toward the sky for Wild Thing. This is a new pose. This is an American hybrid. So in my book, that means there's no right way to do it. You do it however you want to do it. Let that belly shoot up toward the sky. Let your heart shine. Spread your fingers. Spread your toes. And we'll come back to regular old plank. Lower down, knees, belly, chest. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up, cobra. And exhale, float to downward facing dog, Uttanasana. Shavasana. Now as you breathe in, make your way back to plank. We'll make our way to side plank, Vashisthasana on the left side. Into the outside edge of that left foot and into the left hand, and then step your right foot back behind you, keeping that knee bent. Good. Wild Thing, suck it, suck. Yeah! I see my Wild Things. Heart shining. Getting out there. Beautiful. That gem in your heart just shine up toward the ceiling. We'll come back to regular plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. Planting the tops of the feet into the floor. Let's inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Bhujangasana, cobra. Beautiful. Exhale, float to downward facing dog. Now from here, as you inhale, lower the knees down to the earth. And as you exhale, rock the hips back. Rest the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Take the knees as wide or as narrow as you like. We'll bring our hands to our low back and interlace your fingers. As you breathe in, come up onto the knees and roll up onto the head, lifting the booty off of the heels. Full breath out here. As you breathe in, begin to draw your hands up toward the ceiling, softening the shoulders away from the ears, drawing the palms of the hands together. Full breath in here. As you breathe out, release the hands to the low back. And as you inhale, roll back down to earth. Rest the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor in child's pose. Good. We'll release our hands down to earth and walk them forward on the floor, maybe shifting our shoulders from left to right. From here, we'll begin to use our hands to walk ourselves up to seated, so we're sitting on our heels. Good. Now we'll be on our knees for a little bit. If you'd like to roll your mat over, or if you'd like one of our little Barbie mats to play on your knees. They're not Barbie mats, but I like, think of them like Barbie mats. So we'll come up onto the knees. And we want to make sure in these postures, all of the neck sequence, that our hip bones are right over top of our knees. So if you need to adjust at any time, always feel free to do that. We'll extend our right leg out to the right, and we'll turn our toe to face the right wall. The kneecap is pointing up toward the sky. Now if you notice that this bothers you, you may wish to roll up onto the heel. We'll bring the arms out to T, taking a full breath here. And as you breathe out, lean all the way to the right with the upper body. Release the right hand down to the right leg. And let's extend our right hand up toward the sky. Good. We'll soften the shoulder away from the ear. Turn the palm to face the right side of the room. Good. So in this version of Parigasana, we can really connect with the length of the side body. So we're lengthening from the knee to the hip to the shoulder all the way out through the fingertips. Feel the space between the ribs. Beautiful. Stacking our knee underneath the hips. Standing those left fingertips up straight up to the sky, then softening the shoulders away from the ears. Let's take one more breath in here. And as you breathe out, bring the hands forward in front of the body. We'll plant that left hand on the floor to the left of your body. Turn the right toes to face the front of the room. We'll bring our right hand to our right hip. Good. We'll lengthen from seat to crown. And then we'll sweep that right arm up and overhead. Reach all the way for that left wall. Soften the shoulder away from the ear again. Beautiful. Yes. You saw all sorts of plugging in. Drawing all that energy back in toward our heart center. So you can grow longer from your fingertips all the way down that entire right side of the body. And as you exhale, let's come back forward onto the hands. We'll bring our right knee back into its home base right underneath our right hip, and we'll extend the left leg out to the left, turning the toes to face the wall to the left. Stacking the hips over the knee. Arms come out to T. Full, beautiful breath in here. And as you exhale, hinge the upper body all the way to the left. Release that hand down, maybe to the shin, maybe to the thigh, and just extend your right hand up to the sky. And then soften the shoulder away from the ear. Just palm turns to face the left. Good. Hips stacked over knees. Collarbones spreading. Just smile through your collarbones. And a smile through your face too. And Parigasana. Connecting with that beautiful lengthening that's happening between our ribs. Now with your next exhalation, let's slowly roll forward, bringing both hands to the earth. And then we'll walk that right hand out to the right so that it too is in line with our left foot, our right knee. Turn your left toes to face the front of the room and bring your left hand to your left hip. Lengthen the spine, lift up through the heart. And as you're ready, sweep that left arm around and up overhead. Reach for the wall to the left, right. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Heart is buoyant. We are deeply connected with those ribs, deeply connected with the hips. And with our next exhale, let's again roll forward, bringing the hands to the earth. Bring your left knee back to home base. Now we'll be on these knees even longer, so if you've noticed that you might want some extra padding, it's a great time to grab it. Our next postures are those that we will need power blocks for, possibly. Sorry. And so I'll just demo the three or so levels of Ustrasana that we'll be practicing tonight. First step is bringing your hands to your sacrum. I like to have the legs curled under so that I'm active through the quadriceps. So important here. We lift up through the heart center, let the head drop back. Notice the hips stay over top of the knees. We lift through the heart, maybe let the head drop back. Maybe that's your pose. Step two could be placing your blocks right on either side of your feet, bringing the hands to the low back, and bringing one hand to the block, and the other hand to the block, lifting through the heart, releasing back through the head. You get the idea. Now, if you are someone who knows you can come down into Ustrasana tonight, maybe try one arm reaching behind you, just shining out, really connect with those side ribs. There is something for everyone, isn't there? Let's go forward and back bend. Remember to lengthen between the hip and the armpit. That is what prevents compression in the low back as we practice. Beautiful. And maybe you try at one level and feel good and you want to go deeper. Yeah, good, shining through the heart that I'm seeing. And come on up whenever you're ready. Beautiful. From here, let's bring our seat back to our heels. Lower the forehead to the earth again. And we'll bring our hands to our low back and clasp them in a way that feels comfortable. Maybe just hold one hand and the other, or maybe hold one wrist and the other. We're just bringing a little pressure, a little weight to the low back. Slowly begin to walk ourselves back up to a nice seat again. And from here, we'll lower our booty to the floor. So maybe move the feet to one side. And we'll take a wide seat, you know, so that the angle that your legs make with your pelvic bowl is 90 degrees or greater. And from here, we'll really be tuning into our legs again. So our legs are important to lots of different types of poses. We press our inner thighs down into the earth here. Our kneecaps are facing the sky, and our toes and feet are active. Good. Now from here, let's bring our hands behind us. And we'll just press the pelvis forward. We'll press the hips forward. And at the same time, press your thighs down into the earth. Beautiful. And we'll just breathe here, lengthening the spine. Down into the thighs. Now release yourself back into your seat. Bring the hands in front of the body so you make a little bit of a circle between your chest and your hands, and we'll begin to make circles with the upper body. We were stirring a really big pot of stew. Just bringing some movement into the hips, continuing to connect with the side body, with the space between the ribs. And we'll switch directions. Again, still pressing the thighs down into the earth. Beautiful. Coming back to center. Rooting down into the femur bones, so pressing those big muscles, those big bones in your thighs down into the earth. And we'll turn to face our left leg. We'll just inhale, lengthen the spine, lengthen from the base all the way beyond the crown of the head. And as you exhale, just gently begin to draw your chest toward your knee. But that right booty cheek, that right sitting bone wants to lift up. If it lifts up, we've gone too far. Come to the space where that sitting bone is still pressing into the earth. Shoulders soften away from the ears. We are deeply rooted into the earth. Deeply grounded. As we inhale, let's slowly walk the upper body back up. And as you exhale, turn to face your right leg. Again, we'll root down through the thighs. We'll extend the crown of the head skyward, and we'll exhale, begin to hinge the heart toward the knee, pressing both sitting bones into the earth, pressing both thighs into the earth, softening the shoulders away from the ears, and maybe tucking the chin ever so slightly. So we just continue this beautiful line from the base of the spine all the way out through the crown of the head. We'll inhale, come back up slowly. And then we'll bring the knees together. So we'll come onto our backs. And we'll be practicing a few inversions this evening. Make sure you have your block close by. Now, if you'd like, you can begin by placing your block underneath your low back, drawing the knees toward the chest and then extending the feet up toward the sky. From this place, you can either hold on to your block for a nice feeling of stability or extend the arms out to T so they're perpendicular to the spine, or you can extend them up overhead. Now, if you'd like to continue on, press the palms of the hands into the earth. Taking a full breath here. As you exhale, hoist the hips up over the shoulders, letting the feet drop back behind the head. Bring the hands to the low back, and as you are ready, extend one and then two legs up toward the sky, stacking ankles over knees, over hips, over shoulders. Sarvangasana.
Wherever you are, allowing thoughts to be soft. Allowing the breath to travel easily through the body. Maybe bringing your focus to your throat center, your Visuddha chakra. Bridge between heart and mind. Letting the gaze be soft. Letting the thoughts stay soft. Now, if you'd like to allow the feet to drop back behind the head, for halasana, bow pose. Maybe even bending the knees and bringing the knees close to the ears and supporting the low back if you have a tendency to feel low back pain after practicing bow pose. Honoring your body. Never forcing. Never berating your body. It's doing miraculous things. It's carrying us through this world every day. Now, if you've come to halasana or plow pose, just come back to sarvangasana, back to shoulder stand. For one more breath. And while you're there, you may wish to move your block out of the way if you're closer. Okay, now from here, we'll again allow the feet to drop back behind the head. This time, extending the hands behind you on the floor. We'll use those hands on the earth to help support us as we slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. Taking your time. So that the base of the spine is the last part of the body to reconnect with the earth. Using the strength of your abdominals. Once we've come back down to earth, hug the knees to the chest and then widen the knees. If it feels okay, extend the feet up toward the sky so that the shins make their way toward vertical. If you'd like, you can grab your big toes with your middle and index finger and maybe rock from side to side in happy baby pose.
head bug.
We'll come back to center and lower the feet down to the floor, keeping the knees bent comfortably. And we'll bring the soles of the feet together and let the knees splay out to the side so that we create a diamond between the pelvic bowl, the knees, and the feet. And we'll press the elbows into the earth and come to rest on the elbows, bringing the upper body up. We'll lift up through the heart center here. And if it feels okay, allow the head to drop back. Extend our right leg toward the sky, keeping our left foot on the floor. We'll interlace our fingers behind the right thigh and really press the right thigh into your hands. Now we'll ignite through the foot, so maybe flex the foot and spread the toes. Now press the shoulders into the floor, and as you do so, you'll begin to feel the curve of your spine, the curve of your low back. Rise up away from the earth. We'll draw that knee back toward the chest, relaxing the toes, relaxing the grasp, and release the right foot back down toward the floor. As you're ready, extend the left foot up toward the sky, interlacing our fingers behind the left thigh, really pressing that thigh into the hands, shining out through the ball of the foot, and then pressing the shoulders into the earth. As you do, feeling that lumbar curve, pressing the thigh away from you. Bend that left knee, unclasp the hand, and lower that left foot back down to earth. And just rock the knees from side to side. Maybe rock the head from side to side. And with our feet about hip-width distance apart, and spread the toes. Connect the feet with the earth. As you breathe in, lift up through the hips. Lift up through the low, mid, and upper back. Bringing them off the floor, pressing the shoulders into the earth. Let's turn the palms to face the sky and press the arms into the earth. Relax the muscles in the bum. Relax the face. To the tippy toes. And with your next breath out, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time, reconnecting with the earth. We'll extend the arms out to T, perpendicular to the spine. And we'll take the knees and feet nice and wide, just about as wide or wider than your mat. And we'll take in a full breath here. And as you breathe out, let your knees fall to the right. As you breathe in, bring those knees back to center. And as you breathe out, let them fall to the left. We'll breathe in and come back to center. As you breathe out, let your knees fall to the right. We'll stay here a few breaths. Maybe letting the gaze shift over the left shoulder. Feeling the body soften. Feeling the body settle into the space. Inhale the knees back to center. And as they exhale, let them fall to the left.
Feeling the entire right side of the body relax. The right side of the body soften. And gently inhale the knees back to center. And then make any last adjustments to your body or to your wardrobe. We'll do whatever it takes to come to a place of comfort and ease here. Maybe extending the legs all the way out onto the floor, turning the palms to face the sky. Letting the eyelids become heavy. Letting your brain become heavy. Feeling the weight of your world being lifted from your shoulders. To a place of zero effort, of zero muscle.
Slowly begin to bring your awareness back into your body. Back into the fingers. Back into the toes. Back into the belly.
Maybe hugging the knees into the chest. And giving yourself a little low back massage.
Before rolling to your favorite side. And we'll just take a moment. And in this moment, allow yourself simply to feel love, to know that you are infinitely held in this space of love. Feel that love within you. For you to take and to give whenever the need arises, and I hope it will arise often for you. Know that this space is one that you can access anytime. Anytime you come into the present, anytime you approach the moment with those beginner's eyes, those eyes of awareness, and we'll slowly begin to bring ourselves back to a nice tall seat. Make sure to take your time. And very slowly, keeping your attention within. And we'll bring our hands to our heart center again. And I thought that tonight, before we concluded, we could practice a very short version of the metta meditation, the loving kindness meditation, which we began as we found ourselves bathed in love, surrounded by love. We'll just let these words wash over you as you continue to bask in that love, steep in that love. Just think to yourself, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be free, may I be at peace.
know this love, and may I be awakened to my own true nature. And then from here, allow your thoughts to travel to either one person or a group of people, or to all people who could use a bit of loving kindness in this moment. Maybe send that person or those people or all people a bit of that love that you're feeling right now. And maybe just think these words to your recipient. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be free. May you be at peace. May you know love. And may you be awakened to your own true nature. For each and every one of you is that you become awakened to your own true nature.